This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try. Is Hampton High?
Hey, you're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior, and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks! Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening. You know, there's been some talk at Rockville Prep recently. I mean, the year's almost over, so, like, this is all about stuff that's going to happen next year. But there's been a lot of talk from faculty, as well as student council, that, like, people are considering allowing dogs in the school, you know? Dogs that we could, like, take around the class. Take even to, like, gym or stuff like that. Like, dog... like, and that, to me, is, like, a violent act. Because I, like, think dogs are, not the joyful creatures that everyone treats them as. I think they're sort of, like... they bark at you. You know? And, like, they could bark at you during school. And that, like, is not something I personally want to deal with. And, like, I get that this is going to make me unpopular because, like, I guess it's, like, not cool to not like dogs. But I don't like dogs and don't want them through the halls of Rockville Prep when I'm a fucking senior. So, that's just my thought. I'll let you guys know how that goes. Obviously, it's just talk now. We won't see it until next year, but I'm just putting it up top. So we have a very interesting guest. Thank you for coming. We have Ryan Splunk. He's a junior. So I just want to say thank you for being here.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me here, Hampton. I'm excited to get in here and talk to you about the gospel and really just sort of unload some of the good word. I think that it's really important that a lot of people in this school, like, hear about what a punk Jesus was. Like, not in the way, like, where, like, it's, like, a little punk, like, not bad, but, like, in a way where he was, like, punk rock. And I think that it's, like, really cool because, like, God was a punk, but, like, God was, like, Jesus was, like, punk for God, and all the apostles were, like, a punk rock skating crew that, like, had meals together and, like, talked about, you know, stuff and, like, rode their boards, but they didn't have boards because, like, that wasn't, like, available then, but they would have totally been, like, skate or die, but for God. And so I think that it's, like, really exciting for, like, the school to learn that, you know, like, Jesus would have, like rocked a sick kickflip if, like, he had the option.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, I go to church sometimes.
Frick yeah.
Cool. Did you want to talk about... I didn't know. Did you want to talk about God? That was...
Yeah, I mean, man, yeah, like, I could talk about God all day, every day, 24/7, obvi. Like, I think that everyone should be talking about God as much as possible, because, like, what's more punk rock than talking about our Lord and Savior, right? Because, like, that's important stuff.
Sure, yeah, I know. But you just... No, you can't. You obviously can't. Just like you,
cool.
You came very strong. Did you about? Do you like God? That?
Oh yeah, man. Like you wanted me to come on and talk about my work, right? Like my pamphlets?
No. Was I... What did you think this was?
I thought you were having me on the podcast to talk about my pamphlets that I've been handing out around school ever since I got back from spring break camp.
No, I've seen your pamphlets, but... No, I.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I thought you were here... I asked you to be on because you're the one kid with tattoos.
Oh.
Yeah, in my mind, you were the tattoo kid. Did you think you were coming on as the God kid?
Yeah, man.
I knew you are a God guy, but you were also, to me, you were the tattoo guy.
Whoa, man. Wow. Okay, cool.
Is
yeah.
that okay? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, all my tattoos are like God tattoos. And I know like I'm like yeah. the only kid, you know, that has tattoos at school.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have said that up top, right?
No.
No, I'm cool. sorry. I'm sorry, dude. No, that's...
No, this is cool because, you know, God says that you are tested in only ways that you can handle. And like, I can totally handle this. I can like shift my thinking to being about like sort of like this.
We can talk about God. You know, I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Like, Hampton, don't worry about it. Because like the thing is, the secular world is important too, just as important as the spiritual world, because I've got to be part of the secular world for a while. And so like,
yeah, no, for sure. And like, you know,
yeah, man.
Yeah. I
awesome.
Can we talk about, is it okay if we talk about your tattoos? Cause I just sort of curious because like, I was thinking about getting a tattoo. So I just thought that you'd be the right person to talk to about that. And so I thought I'd make that conversation public because people, you know, who've never gotten tattoos before might want, you know, some guidance. But like, we can talk about whatever you want, like truly. But I just want to ask some questions about tattoos and then we can like talk about God or like whatever you need. You know what I mean? Sure. I feel like I did a fucking bad job. I'm sorry.
No, Hampton, it's like totally cool.
Okay. I just should have been clear.
No, see, here's the thing. All my tattoos are about God. So it's like killing two chickens with a rock, right? Like, so.
Right.
So we'll just talk about my tattoos. Kill two chickens with one rock and
birds with one stone. Yeah.
What?
Nothing. So first, I see you do have a tattoo. It's on your like forearm, right? Or your bicep, I guess. It looks like a skull, and there's a snake through it. I'm not saying how that's Christian, but I think it's badass. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. I know how it can be deceiving. So what it is the snake represents like sin, and sin's crawling through all of our skulls, Hampton. Every day, every night, you can feel it. That snake rolling around behind your eyes, eating everything that you see. Yeah, that's sin. And so like, this is just sort of my way of saying like, hey, I'm not going to forget this.
Ryan, do you really think sin is like going through... Do you really think like sin is like behind your eyes all the time? Like, do you think that? Because that's like intense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like that's what Dr. Robinson said at the camp that I just got back from. And so I just try to keep that in mind. And like, really, I got the tattoo immediately after camp.
Oh, what was camp? What camp was this?
True Paths.
What do you? A doctor?
Yeah. Dr. Robinson at True Paths.
What did he, and he told you there was sin behind your brain all the time?
Yeah, like not just my brain, behind everybody's brain. Like everyone is constantly having all of their thoughts and all of the things that they see eaten by snakes, sin snakes, inside their heads.
And do you believe that literally, or do you believe that, you know, emotionally? Or because for my money... I go to church like Easter and I was going to say Easter and July. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, that'd be good. Weird, man. Yeah. It's like, yeah, July's not a holiday.
But Christmas was originally in like the summer before, you know. Easter and like Christmas. And like, to me, like a lot of those stories are like stories, you know what I mean? And like, I don't think I don't believe, but I don't know if I do. So just like, do you Do you really do you think there's a literal snake in your brain?
No. Okay, I mean, cool. Like, Hampton,
okay. Okay. I just didn't know.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Man,
I,
no, like,
I'm
I don't
sorry,
think
dude.
There's like
I, okay, sorry. My bad.
But like I think that there is like the spirit of a snake inside our heads. Like not like an actual physical like not like a boa constrictor like cuz there's like not room. But like
right, yeah.
But I think that like
this episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Like the devil... is like right,
you think that, okay,
yeah,
I don't want to offend you, but this is different from my, you know what I mean, and like
man, I've never been offended, like seriously I wouldn't even know how to start, so like you can say whatever with me and like I'm just gonna roll with it because like I'm chill and punk like Jesus, so
okay, cool. You have another tattoo on your neck which is like kind of intense.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like a flute, and like there are worms coming out of all the holes in the flute, and the worms have like, I guess some of them have faces, and some of them are just worms. But that's like an intense tattoo for your neck.
Yeah,
how is that about Jesus?
Yeah. Well, so that one's sort of about like how all music like can infect your brain and infect you with like whatever the message is in it, and so like all of those worms are like coming for your ears, and they're gonna crawl in your ears, and it's like, what kind of worms do you want inside your ears? Like, do you want like God's worms, or do you want like I don't know, Jeff Bezos's worms, or do you want like Carly Rae Jepsen's worms? Like, whose worms are crawling in you, Hampton? And that's like something you just got to think about regardless of what you're hearing.
Sure, for sure. Yeah. Cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
It is cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah.
I always did they hurt is what I was gonna ask.
The worms?
No, the tattoos.
Oh. Yeah, man. Yeah. Like frick yeah. They don't feel good. But you know, it was something I wanted to do. Cause like a lot of Christians say like your body's a temple, right? And like you don't want to desecrate it with like, you know, things that God wouldn't like. But then like if you've ever been in a temple, like there's like stuff on the walls, Hampton. Like there's like stained glass windows and there's tapestries. And so it's like, I don't want my temple to be like completely blank, because then it seems like I don't care about my temple, and like God shows up and he's like, what, you didn't have time to put up anything on your temple? And then I'm like, I'm not gonna be that guy.
Yeah. I was thinking about getting like a yin yang.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not God related stuff,
I mean,
Hampton.
No. I mean, no, I didn't realize all your tattoos were just God's. I've been thinking about tattoos, and I think tattoos are really cool, and like I also like, you know, but I also like when I have a job when I get older, so like I can't have like too public, like I can't do like a neck tattoo like you do. Not that it's a problem, just like, you know, just talking about tattoos.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that you just got to think about what you're going to get.
Yeah, okay.
And like, you know, whenever the time comes and it's like all wrapping up, like what crowd you're going to be with.
Yeah, Yeah. Do you do like the colors at the same time as the outline, or is it like, are those different? Like, does it all happen? Because like that one like on your chest is like super elaborate. Like, did that all happen at once? Because that must have hurt a lot. Or is it like?
No, man. So what they do is like they go through, they do the outline, then you let that chill out a little bit, and then you do like the colors and the shading and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so like in between each session, I did like I prayed about like what was going to happen with the next session and like really put it in God's hands. I mean, the tattoo artist's hands, but like being guided by God's hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like God knows how to give sick tattoos.
Ryan, we don't know each other too well, but like I feel like even the conversations we've had like freshman and sophomore year, and even a little bit in middle school, like you didn't talk about God this much. And I'm not saying that's like a problem, but I do think like, you know, this is just a podcast for conversations, and like I'm just, you know, and I guess we haven't talked too much this year, but
oh, yeah,
but you know, we can know we don't have to you we don't have to talk about God. It's okay if it's not everything.
For sure, for sure. I'm sorry.
No, it's totally fine. I just like wanted to.
It's just like, yeah, I'm sorry, Hampton. It's just like this is like a big part of like, you know, what I'm thinking about and what's going on with me all the time.
For sure.
And like I know I can get a little like
which is fine. I just like, you know, like it seems like I'm just like watching you right now, like you're sort of like, it's like you're suddenly on like a train that I'm not on, that train's just like going when you start talking, you know what I mean? Like, and
for
like,
sure.
And it's just like, we can just talk, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's Dr. Robinson, you know, is like, says that like every moment is like a chance to sort of evangelize and like tell people about your faith. And like, I get really, really into it because I don't know.
I understand. I mean, like, if you believe what you believe, then, like, you know, then you would want to, you know, have people be saved. I get that. You know, like, I don't think, like, evangelicalization is, like, you know, I understand why it exists. You know, like, if you believe in the word, then, like, of course you want to tell people. But just, you didn't, did you recently become, like, you've always been Christian, but, like, did you, you didn't used to... Who is this doctor? Like, what does he do? Is he a, what's going on? What?
It's Dr. Robinson. He runs True Paths. It was this camp I went to over spring break that like really, really like changed some stuff for me. My parents were kind of worried about me because I was like starting to like question like what was going on with like, you know, church and everything. And they were like, okay, you got to go to Dr. Robinson's camp. And I was like, whatever. And like it was this, it really helped. It really helped like sort of reset all my priorities.
Cool. Okay, so do you feel good? You feel good?
I feel okay.
Okay.
I feel okay. You know, I don't always feel great.
Yeah.
But you know, I know that I have to. So you
don't have to feel. I mean, you know, you don't have to feel anything. You don't have to feel good all the time. I feel that, you know, I feel bad sometimes too.
And like, sure, yeah.
You know, and I don't think God, like, you know, I don't think God needs you to be amped all, needs anyone to be amped all the time, you know?
Right, yeah. It's just like my parents are like under a lot of pressure and they don't really have time to deal with, quote, my BS, you know? And like, so it's like, I really have to, you know, I really got to get through this, like, you know, I really got to make this sort of focus my life up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you, dude. Yeah. Right. Who are the other kids at the camp?
There's Tracy Abrams was there.
Okay.
There's some kids that don't go to our school.
Okay.
And then.
But like, so there were other. It wasn't just you. There were like other. It was like a camp.
There's like four or five of us.
Okay, so it's super small.
Yeah. Well, there was five of us, but then one kid ran away. I don't know what happened with him. But yeah, there was like four of us that stayed there the whole 2 weeks. And, you know, we were just like really, really reading the Bible and like learning about like why the choices that we were making in our lives were wrong. And like just like really getting sort of like readjusted. And like my mom called it like a spiritual tune-up, which, you know, because I like muscle cars and stuff. And so she was like, you know,
yeah,
you know, people are like cars, and they need to like have like all, you know, everything flushed out of them and like sort of re-put back in with good stuff.
Yeah, sure. Let's just do it. Okay, take a quick break. Take a quick break.
Okay.
Yeah, just take it. Hey, dude, thanks for doing this pod. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What? Are you okay, dude? We don't have to do this right now. I'm just like, I'm getting weird vibes and like, I don't want to like, I don't know if I'm being rude. I can't tell. I feel like I'm half being rude. I don't know if I'm being rude or not, because like I'm feeling a little uncomfortable with your, not your Christianity, not your faith. Just like this, what you're telling me is I don't. Do you want this all? Are you okay, man?
Yeah, I have to be really thoughtful about like.
You are
what,
being really thoughtful. Yeah.
Sure. I just like, I can't like, my parents. I have to put out like a very specific, like, punk rock Christian, like that's it. Like I really have to stick to the script.
Okay.
And okay. So it's like, right?
Okay.
Like my parents are really like, it's like really important to my parents that I make Christianity seem like really cool.
For sure.
And you know,
yeah.
And so
I totally understand. We can like if your parent, I assume your parents are going to listen to any media that you put out.
My parents, right. Yeah, my parents get notifications on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and they have Google alerts for anything that like might come up. And I know that like I don't end up on Google a lot, but sure. They're like ready if I do.
Yeah.
And they've like so like I wanted to come on, but it was like really.
No, it's so weird. Like my dad, like he only pays attention to me like when I'm doing like something wrong. You know what I mean? And like. But he's not in. But when he's not, he's like so fucking distant. So it's like it's not like, what you're saying. I like sort of feel like a weird inverse of it. You know what I mean? Like,
right?
Like, because I'm not saying I wish my parents did that, but it's sort of like
you
oh,
don't. You,
no.
You don't.
No,
it's bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. I mean, like, I don't know. You should tell your dad how you feel.
I mean, you don't know my dad, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like parents like. Really want to cultivate like this sort of like curate this version of you that's like
you're not a person, you're like a little person, you're like a little petri dish that they're like dropping the right chemicals in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't want to get these tattoos.
Really?
Hampton, I didn't like they hurt, and like my parents were like, you need to do this.
So they really hurt? Because I'm thinking about getting a tattoo.
Like they, well, I think it might hurt more because I didn't want it.
Okay.
Yeah, like they're like, you need to make, you know, being Christian seem cool, and you know, my dad's congregation has been like sort of struggling.
Yeah.
And so he's like, you need to like bring in, you know, you need for to sure. Do this because this is how we like make
oh
money.
My God. Yeah.
And
Jesus, it's such pressure, dude. I can't even imagine that.
So like, I'm sorry if it feels like I'm being like disingenuous, like because like I don't not believe
for sure,
but like I it's like I don't know.
I understand. Okay. I just didn't know if I was being, I didn't know if I was being rude, I didn't know if I was being crazy, do you know what I mean? But like.
No, like, you're being very perceptive.
Okay.
Hampton, and I'm sorry that we weren't closer.
No, it's fine.
Because like, I always thought that you kind of got it sometimes, but it's like, this is just, we're stuck.
No, I do understand. But you didn't shoot, okay, because like, that's Beast from the X-Men, like on your shin. So like, is that a Christian thing?
No, like I really like the X-Men a lot.
Yeah. But like, well, why Beast though? Do you know what I mean? Like that's a very interesting X-Men to choose. You know what I mean?
Cause like, I don't know. Like I think Hank McCoy has sort of a really interesting path.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's always sort of trying to like approach things from an analytical angle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. He's like a big, he's a big furry guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I like big furry guys.
Yeah.
But
oh my God, you think Beast is hot?
What? No, man.
That's fine, dude. That's cool.
No, no, no. It's like,
you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
He's just cool. Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he's like smart. Yeah, he's very smart. Yeah.
He's very smart.
For sure.
Okay. Okay. Do you want, so let's do whatever you need to do. All right. And then I'm gonna do, just so you know, I'm going to go back in. We'll do whatever you can for whatever your parents need. We'll do a coolest freshman at the end. And then, so whatever you need. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to have a drink.
Sure. I'll have a drink too. I'll be right with you. What were we just talking about before? What were we just talking about?
I don't know, man. Probably God.
So I am so moved to the Lord.
Righteous.
By the way you are speaking, because like I never knew, because of course, like I said before, like I only go to church sometimes, but I feel like part of that is because I didn't even think Jesus was relevant to me, a 16-year-old. But the way you're talking is like Jesus is totally relevant to a 16-year-old.
For sure. Yeah, you need to let the Lord just do a kickflip into your heart. Okay, Hampton.
Thank you for saying it like that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think that like kids need to know that like Jesus was really shaking stuff up, and like he's like not an old fogey. He was crucified before he got old. Yeah. So like, you know, he's like not like your parents, right? Like Jesus is still like young and cool, and he like flips over tables.
That's so good, because I feel like my like regular pastor, well, won't, my regular reverend, like won't say that type of stuff to me, because he's not speaking to a teenager. So it's nice to have a teenager who loves Christ speaking to other teenagers, and I think that's really helping me, and I appreciate hearing that out on the public waves. You know what I mean?
Frick yeah. Thanks, Hampton. Okay. Thank you for letting me come on and talk about my favorite subject.
Of course. Jesus Christ. Coolest freshman?
Coolest freshman. You go first.
How about Jesus?
Jesus was a really cool freshman.
For sure. All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Hampton.
Is that cool? That works for you?
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah, cool. No, that's good. That's good. I think that'll be fine.
Okay. Let me know if you want me to edit anything. I'll like,
you know, it doesn't. You know what? Because I'm going to be a senior next year and I'm going to be 18. I don't know. This is fine.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Hampton.
Of course. Do you want like, we can like grab a coffee, get a drink sometime, you know?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
But the tattoos do hurt.
Oh yeah, they it's a needle going into your skin.
Ugh, okay, maybe.
Like a lot of times.
I'll think about it.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.